We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Beautiful dum-dums, ahoy hoy! Happy Wednesday! Happy day one!
Oh.
Happy Great New York State Fair!
Oh, yeah,
full coverage
it is.
On all the news stations, you know they'll be down there.
Oh boy.
Diving deep,
deep
into the bowels of the Great New York State Fair.
Oh man.
Gonna be a nice day for it at least.
Yeah, what a gorgeous day.
High at 80, 82 maybe.
That's going to be wild this next couple days because it's going to be, I mean, tomorrow a couple, maybe T-storms, but
yeah.
Friday's supposed to be gorgeous. Saturday's supposed to be amazing.
Good, I'll be on a golf course that morning.
Yep, that'll be nice.
Tonight's going to be busy over on 690 though, so as I've been warning you, Pitbull over at the Amp.
Starting.
All-American Rejects at the fair.
Early afternoon, man. When everybody's going to be starting to, like,
if you're going, have
out.
Fun. Give yourself time. If you don't got to go anywhere near that area, I would avoid it tonight. It's going to be one of those nights.
When we were saying it, I know it's overkill with how far down, honestly, from, like, that Gaddis Street exit back to maybe even here.
Yeah, it's going to be gnarly.
The West Street exit.
It'll be gnarly tonight.
I would go the other.
It's going to be one of those perfect storms where the weather is gorgeous. It's the day one of the fair. You got good music all over.
And they always block it off now. The last couple years when I've gone, you can't even go my back way anymore.
What's your back way? Unless you don't want to share it.
No,
you go through Solvay?
It's all blocked off. But there's a certain direction you can go where, you know, when, say that you're over by like you're getting off at the fairgrounds, like you're getting off 690 at the fair, and like you're coming off and doing that, like, you better yield.
Yeah.
You go that way. There's a way you can go that gets you that way where you come in from the back where it's not even the bridge.
I know what you're saying. Okay.
It's just like some dirt roads. It's like a business over there. And now they've started to put cops over there where you can't.
Yeah.
They don't want you to go that way because they don't want you sneaking in. It's like, oh, but I learned to beat the 20.
Nothing but love and respect for all the content creators here who have to find 13 days of content out of the Great New York State Fair is news personalities, influencers.
And they do it to themselves a little bit. They try to do everything, so much of it, instead of just do the news from
there. There were many
do
years.
Do the news from there. People don't just want to see you there.
Just be there.
Doing the news. You don't have to try to do stuff.
You got rid of one of your biggest content, and that's Chubby Checker.
Yup.
Could have had Chubby there. He'd be doing multiple days for you, but no.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a tricky gig. Early in my radio career, I would do a thing where I'd be there every day. And we'd go to the fair. And we would do a show live every day from the fair. And you get about 5-6 days into that.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, I've talked about all the things.
Yeah.
Seen all the things.
No, I
eaten all the things.
it was honestly kind of the only thing I was ever a little jealous of X for doing, where they had that deck where they could just hang out.
That was
out
me. I did that. Yeah.
And bring, you know, because but you'd have, you know, those guys would just get stuff brought to them. We would have to come up with everything ourselves. It would just have a place to be.
I created the deep fried happy hour 20 years ago, 15 or whenever it was. And we built a deck and we had some fun setups.
Yeah, that was a smart move to have.
And
people wanted to come on to that.
And that was fun.
Yeah. But.
And then I come over here. And poor boss lady had to do that beach house. I don't know how she did. I don't know how she survived that.
It was the worst thing ever.
It was the greatest concept. If you don't know it, we put a shed in like where the horses are.
Yep.
And boss lady agreed to be at the fair every day for the 13 days. And we put sand and it was a beach house. And we had games. Phenomenal concept. Massive undertaking.
And it also, there was nowhere to cool off.
Nowhere to cool off.
It was just a shed.
Yep.
And then the shifts were open to close.
Yeah, it was long days.
We lost two employees. One because just whiny little baby. The other one was just like, can't do this.
I can't do this.
It was just, it was one of those where eyes bigger than the stomach.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. It was, if we had like unlimited resources and staff, yep, that would have been a fun hang at the fair, but.
Yeah.
And then I would do the morning show, and then I would get off the morning show and I'd say, all right, I'm going to head over and do the beach house at 10 a.m. And Hunter would say, all right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll meet you over there.
Yeah, I get, and it's by the stuff to do, right?
Two or three, or maybe he would never show up at all.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it, bud. Don't worry. Hey, you go do whatever the F you're doing with your afternoons.
He got busy.
He got real busy and then would just leave me by myself. And he's got to go to the gym and
run to the gym for a little bit.
Yep.
Oh, his kids.
Yeah, he's so busy.
Oh, man.
And then he would show up, and then there'd be two or three girls that would show up, and then they would go get wine slushies. And okay, I'll be here at the beach house.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
I suck. Yep, I suck. I'll do this. No, you're busy and important. You go.
No, those were some of my first interactions with him because he did the same thing me. Well, I was the tech working.
Mm-hmm.
There, and he was supposed to be the one that showed up to do some random whatever a couple hours.
Because I'm just lucky to be on his show. He was the talent, and people were there to see him.
Showed up, set his stuff down in the corner.
And then he's gone.
Asked me if did anybody ask for me? And I went, nobody.
Because
I thought he meant, because you're supposed to be here 3 hours ago.
Yeah, no.
Even though he was the boss.
Very busy.
And then he'd be like, all right, I'll be back in just a little bit.
Don't forget he's the boss. He's the boss.
Yes.
He's in charge. You're lucky to have a job.
Yeah.
He's the talent. He's the brains.
No.
All right.
No, luckily with me, he went the exact other way because he would take little advantages of me. But then it would be like, dude, you're killing it.
Yeah.
Dude. Appreciate you.
Well, that's a narcissist move. A narcissist has the ability to, like, they hype you up occasionally to make you feel good.
How much you on air?
Yeah, see? Yeah,
All right. Saturdays? Mm-hmm. All right, here's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, not realizing,
And I'd be there.
Couch.
Yeah. So I'd be there. I'd get there bright and early. I would do a morning show, and then I'd get over there.
And then you're there till 11.
And then the real talent would show up, and he'd come for a couple hours and kind of be there, but not really. And I'd still be there because you're stupid and you're unfunny, Josh, and you're fat and you're a loser, and you should really hang out here at the booth because it's a good opportunity for you. Imagine this bumping out them subs.
I bet
this on Lottie system.
I bet sampled it really would have some sick bass.
A couple of ambitions. We're honoring the queen all morning.
Did they ever monetize that?
What?
Ambition coffee?
Oh, I'm sure somebody.
Pour yourself a cup of ambition?
They should. I'm sure somebody took that money.
Good idea.
Not breaking any news to any of you that the great Dolly Parton passed away yesterday is...
No, everywhere.
I know how much you love country music, so today's show is going to be real fun for you.
No, this isn't the stuff I dislike. This is the stuff I didn't listen to because it's not my jam. It's everything from the, like, right after.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Garth Brooks is...
Sure, I get you.
A little bit past his peak on...
Dolly's in her own category. She's not anything.
No, this doesn't bother me. This isn't country, really. This is just Dolly Parton.
This is Dolly Parton, right?
Yeah.
One of the greatest to ever live. There was three celebrities I knew would affect me when they passed. And now I've lived through all three of them. Gene Wilder, I knew would hurt. Mr. Rogers, I knew would hurt. And Dolly, I knew would hurt.
They're all dead?
Yeah, now they're all gone. Now I know that. Now they're all gone. And, we had mourning at the house yesterday.
You bumped some more beats?
We did. We played a lot of Dolly. I called the family meeting. I called them all to the living room so I could let them know. Because I knew it was going to be impactful. We're a big Dolly house.
Gotcha.
To the point when we were on a vacation 2 weeks ago, if you're in the Philadelphia airport, there's a big Imagination Library like billboard with Dolly's face, and we took selfies with Dolly right there on the thing. Okay? So I called the family downstairs. I said, kids, I need you all to be together when I make this announcement. Because they hadn't known yet. Said Dolly Parton passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got the Bluetooth speaker. I plugged it in, and we mourned Dolly by listening to a lot of Dolly yesterday.
Yeah.
Playing the music.
Yeah.
Celebrating the life. We enjoyed it. We laughed. We cried. We celebrated Dolly yesterday in my house.
I did not.
No, I can't imagine you did. Rest in peace, my queen. I can tell you're very affected by the passing of Dolly Parton.
I went.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I found out from my mother, thankfully, who texted me that Dolly had passed. I double checked it. And just moments before, she was correct. Dolly had passed away.
I had assumed you had seen it, but I saw it when it was only like, it said like 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, the timestamp, and I was like, he already knows. He's already going to get 80,000 people that think they're the
so many
person.
Messages. I got so many condolences messages.
She Dolly died? Yes, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, where I'm very sad about it. I didn't know her personally. I'm very sad about it.
We did give her one more pretend song yesterday during gaming hour. We turned her into a robot.
We did? Why? What did we do?
Just, you know how we sing songs, and we turned her, you said something, and I turned it into her as a robot. It was just a quick.
I don't even remember that. I got to go back and see it.
With her big old hoots.
Oh, all right.
Yep. So we gave her one last send-off song.
Yep, I was...
parody song.
Floating says their store's closing from 9 to 5 today in honor of Dolly Parton. Absolutely, that'd be nice. A nice way to honor her. We mourned her. We celebrated her. I got my Cricket made a Dolly shirt to honor her today.
You don't have one?
I have one, but I wanted this. I wanted to make one.
Why? What's that? What's
it just says her signature on my shirt.
What's this? Oh, just because.
The other one I have is like her happy on her album cover, which is fine, but I didn't feel very. I didn't want to have a happy Dolly shirt on. I wanted just to have a subtle Dolly shirt on, so I went and opened it.
There you go, then. See? Yeah. Good. Well, yeah. At least it sounded. So we kept saying for the last like month for her to just go and relax because it just looked like she was in pain.
Yeah, I can do a lot of Dolly content. I'm not going to. Clearly, Cody is not really impacted by Dolly. It's kind of a one-sided conversation here.
No, I can still participate. I don't have any memories.
Stuff, yeah.
I don't have any stories.
My mother texted me, son, Dolly passed away. And I said, Mom, you told me Dolly passed away quicker than you told me my grandmother passed away. It took her 6 hours to tell me my grandmother passed away. It took her 6 minutes to tell me Dolly Parton passed away.
Well, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because... she was shocked too. You know,
I think
she
was.
Probably saw it on. It probably broke in.
She was playing music
because it broke in everywhere. Like ESPN had it on their bottom line.
Yeah, it's impactful. She's like, an icon.
Yeah, there's not many. There's people like, oh, Lady Gaga's famous and everyone loves her.
Yeah.
Oh, Beyonce sells out stadiums and stuff like that. Oh, people love this, but there's only a few like. Icons.
Yeah. News is coming out. News is coming out that I guess she did have a brief stint of cancer at the end of her life. She was battling the cancer, sadly, at 80. But she got to go home to Carl, her husband Carl. So.
And not be in pain and
not
have to
be in pain.
Try to put on a smile and do shows and.
And she
do
went
all that
out
for everybody.
In the most Dolly way. TMZ didn't get to announce it. Nobody got to leak it. Nope. No stupid, like, behind the scene photos.
And they would have.
Her nephew.
If it was any other way, really.
Got to prepare a video.
Yep, but
this video announcement is something Dolly asked of me years ago before I fully absorbed it as a future reality. It is an honor that is mixed with absolute pride and great sadness. But sadness lies with us, not with Dolly. Dolly has lived in the light and is in the arms of Jesus, surely met by Carl, her parents, and countless others who have watched her and longed for her to meet them in the heavens. She has always been on your television, your record player, your CD, and on your phone playlist, becoming an extended part of your family. Our family and the team she has entrusted with her legacy will work diligently to ensure her spirit will live with us forever. May God bless Dolly Parton, and may God bless you all. She will always love you.
Baller. Dolly going
That's
out
cool.
baller.
That's a good, see, and good, yeah, because if it was, rush to the hospital and all that other crap. Then it would have been TMZ, and there would have been stupid ambulance pictures, and there would have been stupid hospital pictures, but nope.
She passed away at the Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center in Nashville, surrounded by loved ones. They haven't said what kind of cancer she had. It was brief. Ever since her husband passed, she just wasn't the same.
Yep.
I think that she missed Carl, and, maybe that...
Yeah, that's...
You can die of a broken heart.
Yeah. And just like when you're sad and depressed and stuff like that, it lets down your immune system and all that whatnot. And you stop taking care of yourself as well as you should, which also brings it down. So any little thing gets into there.
She's gone home to Carl.
Nope.
We'll honor her throughout the morning.
And it's not that it's better this way, but it's at least it wasn't like that Frankie Valli, like that situation for the next couple of years, we're like...
Drags it out. That like, is
no,
true.
No, this was peak, not peak Dolly, but...
Pretty peak. You got to remember mostly she was there.
Not nothing bad, but like...
It wasn't like you said, Frankie Valli, or it's like they're just kind of on stage.
Sad for her while she's out there going, oh, they got
you
Dolly
don't
gotta
on the... do this.
Oh, Dolly's on the Today Show. Oh,
yeah,
no.
You don't got
to
do this.
Every time you saw her, it was... Good
her
to go.
Imagination library was because her daddy couldn't read. Her daddy never had access to books, so he couldn't read. So she spent her money getting books to kids and just giving away her money like a good human being should. She's the icon. She's the icon. I could go on, and I probably will throughout the morning. I think the trick with a unicycle is you got to get it started, and then you got to get that, gyroscopic thing happening where, like, if you spin a wheel, it keeps you upright. You know that trick that you used to learn in science?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think getting started is the hardest part about a unicycle.
Yep.
Not that any part of it I could do. We're watching a couple of unicycle people on TV right now. They're down at the fair. I don't think I could do any of it.
I don't know. I think I could.
Unicycle?
I have pretty good balance. I'm very low to the ground and compact. So, like, once I'm centered, I'm kind of centered.
I'm just watching this guy. He's so good.
I ain't doing
good.
That. I'm not. Oh, no.
Stole a piece of chicken from Adam.
I'm saying I am capable of getting on it and pedaling like, okay, and I'm jumping off.
Just go a little bit?
Yeah, I'm not it around town.
What I do want to try, I don't want to try a unicycle because I'll fall off that. I do want to try to ride one of those big wheel bikes from like the 1910s. You know those ones with the huge front wheel?
Yeah.
And the little wheel in the back?
Those look fun too.
I feel like I could pull that off.
Yeah.
Mike from American Pickers ride those around.
I you'd have to custom build me one.
Oh, because you couldn't get on it?
Well, I think everyone would need some type of ladder to get on them somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But like my legs wouldn't reach the pedals of however they would make them, I bet.
There's a step. Like when I watch people get on those bikes, there's a step you got to get on to get up on the seat. And then you start pedaling, and I think it's just another example of get that wheel moving.
Yep.
Get that wheel moving.
Because I've done stilts. Does that count?
Stilts I could do.
You're just standing on the one that I did. You're just standing on a little, like...
I bet if I got...
peg on the board and, like, walking.
Yeah, that so I could do.
It wasn't like the ones you see, circus style.
I could if I focused on it, I could juggle.
I can't.
I can juggle like one or two like rounds, whatever that means.
Yeah, I can. I've tried.
And then it gets too hard. Yeah. But if I put some work into it, I could juggle. I had friends that were in juggling clubs.
No,
I could have focused, really honed my skills in, and I could have juggled.
When they weren't doing improv, they were juggling?
Yes, how'd you know? Yes.
I took a stab at that.
A lot of crossover from my improv friends to my the juggling club. Yeah. Why is that weird?
Kind of figured that's
the college juggling club?
What you meant.
Mm-hmm.
In between that and...
We would do improv on Wednesdays, juggling club on Thursdays.
Yep, they were in a couple clubs inside Hewitt Union on like Thursday nights other than improv club.
Yeah. What was the name? I was asking my roommate last night, what was the name of that theater upstairs? It's driving me nuts that I can't remember.
Oh,
who remembers
used to
the name of the theater?
They used to have movies.
It was movie nights in the upstairs of Hewitt. Who remembers that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to wait for an answer because I couldn't remember it all last night.
Cody AI, I don't think.
Nobody's going to know. I tried Google. I went to archive.org to look up the old Oswego website. Couldn't remember it.
I'll ask my buddy BK. He's there with me, and he's really good at stuff like that. Where he'll just text back, this.
Yeah, he's got one of them brains.
It was named after like a guy, right? It was like
somebody's
something.
Name. Tibbs is right there in chat.
Oh, there's Tibbs.
It was somebody's name.
Tibbs might know, too.
It was somebody's name. I wanted to say Waterbury, but it wasn't. It wasn't Waterman.
No.
It wasn't... It wasn't Sheldon.
It sounded like, Sherman.
There's like a sh in there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Anyways, yeah. We've gone off the rails.
Sweaty.
Good morning, everybody.
Sweaty.
Sweaty not going to work here anymore, I'll tell you that much. If anybody went to a Oswego around the turn of the century and remembers the name of that theater, please let me know.
This is a song I like to end my show with, and it says the perfect thing to you. If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way.
I just hope that everything I've done will last.
I hope life treats you kind.
And that we'll do some good.
And I hope you have all you ever dreamed of. Oh, I do wish you joy and lots of happiness. But above all this, I wish you love and I will always love you.
What happened?
A guy walked by.
I'm praising Dolly. I'm praising Dolly. Did out of my studio,
she's the one
person.
That wrote that song?
She did. She wrote I'll Always Love You. And Jolene in the same day,
bro. That it was those two?
Those are her two songs. And then, so she records I Will Always Love You, and then Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's manager, shows up and says, hey, Elvis wants to cover I Will Always Love You. And she goes, oh, that'd be great. I love Elvis. I'm a huge fan. And then the night before, Colonel Tom Parker calls Dolly Parton and says, hey, the deal with Elvis is that he owns half the publishing on every song he records, so he's going to own half of that. And she goes, well, I've already made it a hit. I don't want to give up my song.
Well, yeah.
And Colonel Tom Parker, who was a dick,
dude was awful.
He was like, no, if you want Elvis to cover your song, you got to give him half.
Piss off.
She told him to piss off.
That's awesome, yeah. Screw you.
Baddest bitch to ever do it.
Screw you.
Baddest bitch to ever do it.
And then Elvis went on to just steal every artist's song.
But then Whitney Houston went on to cover it and make her millions and millions.
I had no idea. I thought, no joke, I thought she wrote it for that movie.
What movie? Oh, for The Bodyguard?
That's the song I used to sing in the shower real loud.
Did you really?
Yep. Yep, as a kid.
Yeah, she told Elvis, no, she's not giving up 50%.
Good.
Elvis' manager wanted to have the publishing on that song, and I wouldn't allow it because it was my most important copyright. Broke my heart because Elvis didn't get to sing it, but I had to hold on to it. Elvis loved this song. In fact, Priscilla had told me that when she and Elvis were leaving the courthouse after they divorced, he was singing that to her walking out. So she said he did love it.
Aww.
Well, then he owes her some money. Yeah. He'll be singing that out in public.
And then obviously we all know Cody's favorite version.
Oh. Yeah, I thought she wrote it for the movie.
You were singing this into the shampoo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
I thought it was the most unbelievable thing I'd ever heard. I'd never even believe my little song could be done like that. People say, well, she claims it's her record. I said, it is her record. It's my song, but it's most definitely her record. It didn't sound like that when I had it. She made me rich.
Hell yeah.
She made her rich. Dolly could have been a billionaire.
Yeah.
Could have been a billionaire. Instead, gave people books. She's a good person.
Yeah.
This was her first movie, 9 to 5.
I hadn't wanted to do any movies until A Right Thing come along, because I'm not an actress. I've never taken an acting lesson in my life, and you'd have to be something that was pretty much close to my personality. But Jane Fonda came up with this idea to do 9 to 5 about women in the workplace.
Driving home, turn on the radio, Two Doors Down is playing, and I suddenly get an image of Dolly Parton sitting at a typewriter. And I thought, that would be something to have Dolly Parton in her first movie. Dolly Parton had to be a secretary in 9 to 5.
When Jane came to me with it, I said, well, I will only do it if I can write the theme song. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make
a living, barely getting by. It's all taking. So that she did write for a movie.
I probably didn't even know that was Dolly Parton when I watched this.
Really?
I'm sure. I watched it forever ago.
They say that she's going to keep her imagination library going, or at least her family's going to keep it going. We went to Dollywood, obviously. I've been to Pigeon Forge many times. I've been to the Gatlinburg area to see Dolly's whole setup. She basically employed her whole family.
Hell yeah.
Because she was born, you know, in Pigeon Forge, and all these siblings, and she kept them all employed. The guy who made the announcement was her nephew, the son of her brother. Her brother was the head of security forever, and then her nephew took over. So everybody was taken care of by Dolly.
Good. Well, a lot That's of people cool. ask me, you know, what I want people to say about me 100 years from now. I want them to say, golly, she looks good for her age.
Obviously, her famous quote is, it costs a lot of money to look this cheap. Obviously, people always ask her.
The most beautiful girl, woman I had ever seen in my life lived. We didn't go to town that much, but when I would go to see her because she had these long red fingernails. She wore bright lipstick. She had peroxide blonde hair, wore tight clothes, short. And I thought she was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. And my mother said, oh, she's just trash. She's just a tramp. And I thought, that's what I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah, dude. She's looking like a local trollop.
Damn right.
I loved it.
Our youngest singing sensation.
This is her first radio appearance.
Oh my God.
But it was only when I got on stage the first time and sang in front of a crowd. I was just about 10 then, and I sang my song, and they kept bringing me back. Want me to sing it, sing it, sing it. That was the moment that I realized that was what I was going to do for the rest of my life.
Wow.
And you just see old footage of her. I mean, from her beginning till she passed, just a beautiful woman. And you're like, what the F did Jolene look like then?
Yeah, right.
If she was taking Jeez. Away your man, Dolly.
And every young boy should thank her, whether they knew it or not. They were Dolly Partoning. As you remember, we all
put balloons up our shirts.
And went, I'm Dolly Parton. We all did it. Yep.
I believe she was much of the inspiration for Miss Piggy. She was a lot of inspiration for Miss Piggy.
Okay.
She was just so beautiful and just perfect in every way, and I'm going to honor her all morning. Of course, the amazing Dolly Parton passing away. I guess they are doing a show for her tonight.
Well, like a CMA.
CBS is airing an hour-long special at 10 o'clock tonight to pay tribute to Dolly Parton.
Damn, that's 20 o'clock.
Dolly Parton at American Icon. 10 o'clock, guys, come on. Well, we can't bump CSI, you know, whatever the hell it is,
right?
CSI West Virginia, whatever's going on.
On a Wednesday?
On a Wednesday, dude.
On a Whiskey Wednesday.
On a Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow.
Do you have a Dolly Parton whiskey?
I was thinking about that in the shower this morning. I don't know. I mean, she's the Gatlinburg area, Pigeon Forge area, is very famous for whiskey. I'm just wondering if she had ties to any whiskey.
Forget that. What did she drink? Did she have like a little?
That's one thing I don't know about Dolly. I don't know if she imbibed.
Because that'd be even better if we got to tune in and you were sipping like a little Cosmo. If you were drinking a Cody drink.
I'll drink whatever Dolly liked, but I never got the vibe that she took part in those.
No, like every once in a while, maybe like a little wine spritzer.
Maybe. I just feel like Dolly was too classy to be drinking.
Did Dolly Parton have a favorite alcohol or cocktail?
Oh, it cut me off too soon.
What did it say?
Not a heavy drinker. All alcoholism runs in the family. Oh, geez.
So does mine.
Right. Oh, you just lean into it. She co-created a savory vodka cocktail with her sister called the Dirt Road Martini.
What's in it?
Made with, I misread. Unsweetened tea and
gin?
Giardiniera brine.
I don't know what any of that is. I thought you were going to say Giardelli chocolate.
No.
Dollywood was a dry park. Oh. Yeah, I don't think she preached much because of the...
Yeah, not a
because of the alcoholism. She probably didn't want to push more substances.
Go to Walmart. They have those. Get the brownies, the pancakes, the cupcakes, the frosting, and that's what you're doing.
It was so funny because my family is such big Dolly fans that we had our moment of mourning where we listened to a bunch of Dolly music, and the oldest, because the oldest can drive now, goes, I'm going to the Dollar General to see if there's any Dolly stuff left.
Oh,
all right.
I saw the hat.
And they went over.
I saw a hat.
Nothing left. It's gone now. I'm sure it'll come back. But
there was a hat at the one over on Kirkville Road.
Dollar General had a big Dolly Parton.
Yes, they did. Walmart has shirts.
Mm-hmm. We have the pancake mix. We have the syrup.
Is that the shirt you have?
Both the kids have the Walmart Dolly shirt, the black and white one.
I was going to say, because I come across that all the time, I'll snag that for you.
No, I made my own. I went to my Cricut, made my own.
I like that.
I got crafty. I wanted something just to pay tribute to Dolly today. But there was nothing left at Dollar General, but they did have a lot of good stuff.
You got to make one now so Josh's butt stinks.
I know. I was like, I just forget how easy it is to make shirts, and I got to make more of them.
Then we can sell them to these idiots.
I'm not going to make these guys Cricut shirts. Yes, I want to make them good shirts.
They don't
because it is a lot of work. It is a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You have to get real crafty and stuff.
He's crafty!
Anyway, so obviously we'll honor Dolly tonight on Whiskey Wednesday. She didn't drink, but we'll honor Dolly tonight.
Dumb question. Does she have any, like, collabs with, I know it's not, but, like, a Fred Durst? Or did she ever do anything fun like that with, like, a David Lee Roth?
No, I don't know, but she did. I shared on my Instagram, K-Rock Josh Instagram. She wrote a nice letter to Eminem that no one had ever seen, like when he got inducted.
Oh, that'd be a fun idea of theirs for you, honey.
Like, I noticed all day yesterday was just a lot of...
I spit bars.
A lot of musicians sharing their personal stories with Dolly, and they were all, like, private. Like, she didn't make a big to-do about it. Like, Eminem never shared that letter before, but she wrote him a nice letter.
I like when those happen.
About his induction into the Hall of Fame.
When you find out about that, you're like, oh, that's nice.
Ooh, yeah.
What about Prince? Any Prince stuff?
Did Prince and Dolly ever do anything? I don't know.
Ah.
Why? Because you like Prince?
No, just asking random questions.
I wonder what collabs they had.
Other than the stuff we talk about here, I don't know anything about her, really. It wasn't my
forte. She did Islands in the Stream. With Kenny Rogers, Islands in the Stream.
Yep,
she did a collab with Jack White. She did.
What? I wish we could find out exactly what time
it's playing.
Tammy is
so we can
driving
play
in, and then we can play that.
Tammy listened to us when she drives in. She's not listening to Sunny till later on.
No, but we could play it here for a little
bit.
Yes,
we could.
I assumed at 9 a.m., 90s at 9 be damned, I assumed you were playing 9 to 5.
I should. I'll add that.
I just assumed.
I hadn't thought about it, but I will. It's not a 90s song, but I'll play it.
Who cares?
Song.
And then I bet it at 5, I bet... start to do something right.
Yeah. I got to play
Alex,
9 to 5 at 9.
Yeah,
I right.
wouldn't care if you throw it in at the 5 right at 5, too. It's 9 to 5.
It's 9 to 5, bro.
So, yeah, do it at 9.
Mm-hmm. Dolly did a song with Pitbull?
Yes. Yeah, she did.
I want to hear that. Hold on. Do I got time? Nah, I don't got time, but I'll find
it. Well, we got all morning.
We got all morning to honor Dolly. How'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy? Everybody. Here comes my baby. We celebrate Dolly all morning on the show. This is K-Rock, but it will be Dolly Rock today, baby.
Dolly Rock. He's got a wandering eye and a traveling mind.
Big ideas and a little behind. Yeah, I don't know, like, there's obviously a market for those costumes. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Not to sully Dolly's name and go right to this, but there's a lot of wiener-based costumes, like Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
We're looking up the banana costume that's got, like, the banana becomes your genitals.
Well, I mean, yeah.
There was that. There's that skeleton one where you can pump up the skeleton wiener, you know?
That, yeah.
Again, sorry to sully Dolly's name, but she would understand. She also knows that there's a lot of wiener-based costumes.
She'd giggle
there's
at
that
it.
There's that costume where the man is, like, the plug... And the lady's the outlet. And yep. It insinuates the sex. You know what I'm saying?
I don't get it. How does it do that?
Well, when a man and a woman love each other, Coco.
They have to plug in each other's outlets and
exactly
stuff.
Right. Like a phone charger.
He brings his phone charger over to her house. And that's coitus.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Tacos, who works over at Spirit Halloween in chat, says, we have a lot of phallic-inspired costumes at Spirit this year. We've got a straight-up inflatable penis. We've got Skeleboner. Skeleboner's a pretty standard one.
Skeleboner.
Giant condom costume.
Oh, nice.
Several bananas that become genitals at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you know.
He says, the amount of teenage boys we get every year running around with those costumes giggling like Beavis and Butthead. It doesn't get old.
No.
It doesn't get old. From teens, I'm 45 years old, and it's still funny to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All that stuff is great.
Phallic-based costumes.
Oh,
you're
going
to get a laugh out of me.
The costume is hilarious, but I knock on one door with an erection, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, I got to go to all these classes.
Well, because it was July. It wasn't exactly Halloween, and you were just erect in a neighborhood. So.
Oh.
That's kind of apples to oranges, I guess.
I had to go in their pool.
At this point. So this is gross. I try not to think about all the bacteria and disgusting things around.
Mm.
But this, out of No Duh magazine, says if you are eating your lunch at your desk, you're turning your keyboard into what they call a bacteria cafe.
What?
So you're eating at your desk, you're eating your lunch, and all these crumbs start falling into your keyboard.
Yeah.
Microbiologists are saying that if you're using your hands or eating at your desk or snacking at your desk, your saliva, your fingers, and crumbs are all mixing with food residue and turning your keyboard into a bacteria cafe, forming certain types of bacteria that can exist on keyboard surfaces for days. So please be careful.
One.
Mm-hmm. Vacuum. Yep.
Two. Maybe you don't just sloppily eat egg salad and then mash your keyboard, you unsanitary.
Yeah. I just gotta get back to work.
Uncouth monster raised in a barn.
There ain't no crumbs lasting in this studio. Coco is just vacuuming all day, every day.
Yeah, I like a vacuum.
Yep, uh-huh. Yep. And Joe, the fart mic is an open air porta potty. Lyft says people don't clean their desk and keyboard regularly. Not all people.
No.
Not all people.
No. People do not. Mm.
Katie says, I wipe my keyboard down, but I have to work during my lunch or I'll never get it all done.
Yeah.
I get that, but it's like, just move the keyboard out of the way. Unless you got to type while you eat.
That's what I mean. They're all doing stuff.
The fix is simple, they say.
Oh, just keep simple.
Some hand sanies or wipes nearby. Wow. Clean your hands. Clean your keyboard.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of simple.
Do what you do and just vacuum everything out. Clean it all out.
And I want to go see what it is, mm-hmm. and I'll mention it out loud here because I think they'll have enough. They've got a portable vacuum, and it said cordless for $5.99. I want to go see what that's all about because I'd buy a couple.
Our boy from Empire Vac would tell you it's trash.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, this is, again,
they're all trash, yeah.
A lip use, mm-hmm. LIPUWS. So
who even knows?
I mean, it probably works so good because it just works out with, like, radiation.
That's pumping out.
Plutonium in there.
What tiny Chinese hands had to put that together to send over to us?
Yep.
I don't know, man. As much as I love my coworkers, radio studios,
I've been
in them so long.
Yeah.
That I'm sure I've gotten all the bacteria. Well, if you could just see up close to this soundboard, this keyboard.
It's at least better now because there's like
us
and Alex.
It's us and Alex. Yeah.
Before when it was like peak, man, that thing would be disgusting. The stuff on that keyboard would be disgusting. There'd always be grease and
whatever
over there.
Well, bro, we're getting back into grease season because Paulie's board ops come in here
and
got to eat the biggest meal you've ever seen over the weekend.
KFC or whatever the hell, but like, those are gross.
I mean, we're at week zero, which means next week.
Next Saturday.
I know in 2 Mondays, I'm coming in here to a big old bag of either Buffalo Wild Wings or some sub with onions. and this whole part of the desk will be greasy.
Yep, had to stop and get a nice meal before an hour long.
It's impressive how much the board ops for our sports need to eat.
I come in here hours.
Every day. I've been doing this every day for 15 years. It's pretty rare for you guys to see me need to get a meal in here, right? Like, I'll get Jones cookies.
I mean,
occasionally someone will bring us a breakfast burrito.
We had it. I'd eat it.
LaGuilla will bring us some meats.
Yeah.
But these board ops who got to run a 3-hour football game are famished. They're starving.
Gotta have a little sneaky snack.
Gotta eat. They're starving.
Get a little sneaky snack.
How's your office keyboard? Is it gross? Are you keeping it clean?
I guess I'd rather have that one than the one just looking at booby sites, right?
Yeah, that happens. What are you going? You should be looking at a little bit of porn at work.
Well, no,
a little bit of porn.
When they were talking about, were you in there when they were talking about that before or whatever meeting?
The former coworker who was going on to basically chatterbait websites?
Like, I'm not on those, but like, if that's grounds for dismissal, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
You, porn,
I think
dot
this,
com, then like, I'm looking at porn right now.
Cody's referencing many years ago, like a decade ago, a coworker who they had to let go
Close out of that.
Who they discovered was doing like, you know, like OnlyFans chat rooms, whatever they were. I think it was Chatterbait or something back in the day.
It was like those talk to you sites, but he wasn't even talking to him.
Paulie had to let him go because for whatever reason. I think that this room is just a safety. Not only there's rules when you go past this door.
Yeah.
Because the content that comes out of it. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want Chief Engineer looking at the history of these computers, but.
Well, as HR.
And you are HR currently, so.
As HR.
Yeah. So you're approving it.
I say you should be able to watch a little bit of porn at work.
This little old rundown shack, and in it lived a man I'd never seen. Folks said he was a mean and a vicious man, and you better not set foot on his land, but I didn't think nobody could be that mean. So I took me out walking down a railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and just find out if all them things I'd heard was true. There was a big black dog laying out in the yard, and it growled at me, and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Well, who are you?" Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack, and his beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was
a song about me, by the way. Listen,
right, that's what I was going to ask you.
Because somehow I just knew.
Did she meet you?
He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face. So I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in and pull you up a chair. You might as well since you're already here." And he said, "You can call me Joshua."
Hey, my namesake.
You're not kidding.
Joshua, what you doing living here all alone? Joshua, Joshua, ain't you got no
one of Tam Tam's favorite songs. She technically named me after the Bible, but she did love Joshua by Dolly Parton as well.
Could be a little both.
She thought she was so crafty naming me Joshua because nobody was Joshua in 1981.
Well,
there wasn't a lot of Joshuas.
Now look.
But she had a Dolly Parton song and she had the Bible.
Look. Now the Bible.
Which are, you know, pretty much on board.
Then the Bible comes out and that name takes hold and everybody's joshing around.
Uh-huh. Good morning, everybody. Happy Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/theshow. Come get yourself something to sip on with your boy. I'll go live. We'll hang out. Oh, Zippy's the first Josh? Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm the first Josh. There was no other Josh was, even though there was a song written about it.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm reading this article here about as the internet kind of, we're in what's known as dead internet theory, where it's just a lot of bots, it's a lot of algorithms, it's a lot of the internet talking to itself.
Yeah.
Like the human element's been removed.
Yeah, it's not really the same anymore.
And there's a list here in this article of before all of this, what were some of those websites that we spent our time on before the internet died and got taken over by corporations and bots and trying to sell us things all the time? What were we on?
Yeah.
I forgot about number 10. Except we did do it on the podcast once. The site Chat Roulette. Do you remember Chat Roulette?
No, I know of it, but I don't think I ever did Chat Roulette.
Chat Roulette was where you'd bring up like it was a roulette essentially, and you'd randomly connect with somebody on a camera,
and then it'd just be here's my wiener, right?
Isn't that what they always turned out to? Almost always. And when Paulie and I did our podcast 20 years ago, and Chat Roulette was new or old, I don't remember what it was.
Yep.
But we started to realize it was just dudes with their dongs out. So what we did is we did our podcast in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And we knew there would be lots of people there. We were getting like 50, 60 people to come out to this stupid podcast.
Yeah.
And we were like, all right, every time people connect to Chat Roulette, it's somebody hog. With their hog out.
Yeah.
So let's give that gentleman an audience.
What they want.
So obviously. What we did is we set up a Chat Roulette. With the camera facing the audience and a screen facing the audience.
Yep.
And we would randomly hit Chat Roulette, and it would be a dude with his putt out who would on his screen see 60 people stare at him.
Did any of them freak out?
Every one of them freaked out.
Oh, really?
Every one of them freaked out.
Oh, all of a sudden.
And because of that, Paulie will recount the story as well. Chat Roulette was never chicks. It was always dudes with their hogs out.
Yes.
So because of that, We would click quick because like, yeah. I don't see putts. I see enough of my own. One time, it was a hot woman with her boobs out, and this was before AI. So we had found the holy grail, and we're clicking through Chat Roulette.
Yeah.
And it was a gorgeous woman with her top off.
Yep.
But because we were clicking so fast, we clicked off of it. The one time it paid off.
I hurt for you.
We were like, we did it. We found the one topless lady on here.
Where she's like, sure, why not? Here's my boobs.
Oh, man. And we lost it.
Yep, that was it.
We found the one topless lady on Chat Roulette, and it was over.
Pictures,
it was over.
Those nips are burned into your brain forever, I bet.
I just remember that it was so fast, and we couldn't believe it.
I just liked that all the dudes were willing to
have their puds
surprisingly
out.
Be J-O-ing for some unexpected person. But as
does
soon
it
as
surprise you?
No, but I'm saying it's funny. That and then when it's, you kind of get.
You want an audience, bud?
This is what you wanted.
You wanted an audience. Here you go. Here you go.
Oh, no.
Right, sister? Isn't that so on brand for me? As I sift through hundreds of dongs, and then you finally find the lady, and I blew it.
That's kind of actually sounds, that's just
it's a lot of my dating
literally
history.
The exact speech he gave at his wedding.
Yeah, listen.
Was that right there?
Listen, I've sifted through a lot of dongs, and here we are.
And he finally found a woman. Wild. It's wild.
So we're talking nostalgic websites. Yahoo Games. People spend a lot of time on Yahoo Games.
A little. I played that.
Addictinggames.com. Still do.
Pool. I liked pool.
Good one.
And pot. There was the pot one that I liked.
Oh, I love that pot game so much.
That was fun. And then it wasn't a website, but Snood.
Snood.
Was it a website?
It didn't make my list, but I think it still exists. Snood.com. You can still play it. Yeah. I have played Snood recently. Yeah, JoJo went to Pogo.com for her games.
Yeah, there it is.
And right? Tacos Newgrounds was a great game site, too.
Gotcha.
Can you play it right now?
Yeah.
You can play Snood?
You've got to, like, download stuff and
tons
all that,
of time but, spent on Snood, man.
I remember spending, because it was, you know, the time of the internet, most of the time looking for, like, wrestling spoilers.
Oh!
Or not the storyline,
rumors. Okay.
Rumors, like, Who's gonna come back? Stuff like that. Then like freeways to watch all of those old wrestling things because it was before the network and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And like freeways to watch all of those old games or things like that.
Could you see matches?
Like that?
Or was too soon?
Some depending on what you found.
Video.
Yeah, yeah. But then that website you sent me looking for those old shows.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ways to watch Guts and stuff.
Yeah.
Until that gas channel showed up when we were in college, and then we started skipping class.
The best ever. Daily Motion had all the wrestling shows, she says. That's fun. Live Journal, number 8 on the list of nostalgic websites we miss. I did spend a lot of time as a young hipster on LiveJournal. I would write LiveJournal posts. I would read LiveJournal posts.
Yep.
You could do a lot of HTML customization on your LiveJournal, which was a big deal back then.
Then you carry that over to MySpace.
Yep. Number 7 is E-Bomb's World out of Rochester, New York. Rochester, New York's E-Bomb.
Is it really?
It's a local guy.
I don't know that.
I think it's Eric Baum is his name, I believe. E-Bomb's World out of... I think that still exists as well.
E-Bomb's World?
Try to go to that, because that was like a site where you could watch videos, I feel like. It was like YouTube before YouTube, but it was just silly things, right?
Yeah, now it's just like, every single one of them is 20 photos of this, 20 photos of this, 20 photos of this.
Give me one. What is this? 20 photos of what?
20 photos where the 80s go completely off the rails.
Oh, all right.
20 photos of office life before I knew I had a laptop. 20 photos showing rock was cooler in the 70s.
So they're leaning into the nostalgia as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's up top. Funny galleries, funny videos, games, time wasters, internet classics.
It's how it used to be, man. It's how it used to be. You used to be able to go to a website and spend some hours there, guys.
Yeah.
We weren't just doom scrolling all the time.
No.
We were focused on like stick figures ninja fighting each other.
It was a different doom hole.
Right? Weren't those the best videos ever made? The stick figures fighting each other? It was the best choreographed fight scenes I've ever seen in my life.
StickDeath.com.
Was that what it was? StickDeath.com?
I'm pretty sure. Unless, let's see, is it gone? I can't be reached.
I mean, better than any cinema I've ever watched in 45 years was these stick figures doing the most...
StickDeath.
Badass fights with blood and sometimes weapons.
And you were like...
It was so good.
You're like, how is the internet even doing this?
It was so good, and somebody animated those, and I watched them forever.
Yep. Strong Bad.
Didn't even make the list. But no. Strong Bad?
Check it, email.
Strong Bad, I would go. You got to see email.
Yep.
The world of Strong Bad was so important around the turn of the century.
It was just, it made no sense. It was right before.
It was silly.
It was right at the time of when like Adult Swim started all of their whatnot with, you know, home movies and all of that stuff. So everything started to turn a little weird.
Yeah. Another site that didn't make the list, but as a young hipster, Katie, I'm going to keep going at the turn of the century.
I like it. That's funny.
As a young hipster, I spent a lot of time on explodingdog.com. So let me tell you about explodingdog.com.
What is that?
It is not what you think it is. It's not really exploding dogs. There is a Dada artist named Sam Brown. Okay. When you tune in tonight to my Whiskey Wednesday show.
Yes.
Over my shoulder, you will see three framed pieces of art. I do not collect art. The only art I really have is that my wife bought me. Art from Sam Brown.
Okay.
If you look at my body, I have Sam Brown tattoos on me. This is Sam Brown's art. He did a lot of like circular heads. Dadaism is like super simplified, like childish art.
Okay.
And that's what he did. It's like sticks.
Gotcha.
With like, you color them in, and I loved his UFOs. My sleeve has a lot of Sam Brown references. And my wife has bought me Sam Brown art over the years. She does not run explodingdog.com anymore, but that was one of my favorite websites.
Okay.
Because he was so, I loved him. I loved him. Candy Mountain, of course, Sarah says in chat.
Candy Mountain.
They put Ask Jeeves on here as a nostalgic website we spent a lot of time on.
Yeah.
But did we spend time on it? Ask it a question.
Yeah, it was just, there was Ask Jeeves, Google, and Bing. Just depends on which one you went with.
We discovered Ask Jeeves on accident. I've told you this because AJ and I were putting our names into URLs in the early 90s.
Mm.
So I typed in josh.com. I forget what that was. I typed in aj.com. Ask Jeeves.
Oh.
That's how we discovered Ask Jeeves.
Oh, okay.
Like in the very beginning of it, we're like aj.com.
It is. Oh, it's still a thing?
Ask Jeeves is, yeah, man.
No, never mind.
Oh, it's not?
Shut down May 1st of this year.
Oh! So still... In 2026, it was hanging on.
Just trying.
Yeah, before you had your AI helpers, we had Jeeves.
We had...
Jeeves was our homie.
Jeeves, and he was a butler, and he would tell us things.
This one I never got into, like the top two. Number one's MySpace. I got really into MySpace. We all did.
Yeah, a little bit.
I never did Neopets. Did you? Was Neopets or like the Tamagotchi website?
Where
you
is that what that was?
I never had a Neopet. Did any of you guys have Neopets?
Neopets. No, I don't. I'm not even really.
I missed it. I don't know what it was.
Look at the picture.
DMC says yes in chat.
No, I did not.
Are you looking at them right now? What is it?
Is it like a
Tamagotchi?
I don't even know. It looks like I'm looking at pictures that all look like Pokemon. I'm not even really sure what. Because I'm seeing like new.
Neopets is a popular free-to-play virtual pet browser game where you adopt digital animals, play mini games, and explore Neopia.
Yeah, I still don't. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm unaware of this. I only knew the.
Yeah, I think we're too old for Neopets. I missed that one.
Or how about, it's not again on a website.
What?
It was like World of Warcraft. That was the only thing I knew of.
Yeah, it wasn't a website, but we were deep into that too around the turn of the century. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, that guy that Tibbs and I lived with that literally skipped classes and, like, don't you have a final right now?
Yeah, and now like,
but I'm playing World of Warcraft.
My guild and I got to go do this raid.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I had a lot of people in my life that played a lot of World of Warcraft. That took over a lot of people's lives for. Many failed them out of college, as we see.
I don't know what happened after that. That was our final, our senior year was there. So after that, I don't know what happened.
You never looked them up?
I don't know. Because it was, again, that was right about when Facebook wasn't really, like, they were college, but it was still like, some high school. It wasn't that vast yet. So I'm sure it was maybe friends of them or wasn't, and then it just kind of vanished.
I've tried to look up so many people from college, and I don't know where they went. They vanished.
I'm friends with still some of them. We have the one roommate.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, I got a few, like my boys from the improv troupe will check in all day. But
no, we have one roommate that vanished. Just completely
never saw him again.
Never heard from him. Never saw him again.
It's possible they died, but it's also
true.
Like, there's just people I knew.
Yep.
Like, we were talking about this. There was a guy we called Fingers. Don't get into why. But we called him Fingers. And he was fascinating. And he's vanished off. Fingers has vanished off the face of the earth. You didn't have stupid nicknames for all people you
knew. Yes. We had one kid we called Drugs.
Drugs?
So, I mean.
What happened to Drugs? Do you know what Drugs is? No, of course you don't.
No.
And we're like, Fingers is either. I don't think he'd be dead. He was too resilient to be dead. But I think.
I can't get over Fingers.
Fingers is either.
Fingers.
Fingers is either serving federal time in the penitentiary, or he's like the wealthiest guy and he was really smart with things, but he was also the weirdest guy we knew. We call him Fingers.
Not Fingers.
Not Fingers. Who would have known we're Fingers?
Oh, no. Fingers.
And he would walk into a room. I don't want to say his real name. We would say his real name, and he'd go, Fingers.
What?
I know, man. It's weird. College is weird. I can't explain it.
Why did he do that?
You're out there, Fingers. Hit me up. I want to know how you're doing.
He wants to hear.
I want to connect, Fingers. I want to know what you're up to. I need to report back to the crew. Fingers. No, his name. I could say his full legal name because we would.
You would say his full name?
No, we would just say, if it was Cody, we'd be like, hey, Cody. You go, and Fingers.
Fingers.
And he would do this move.
Did he jazz hands you?
No, he would do like this wiggly move.
Yeah, jazz hands.
Not even like. It was creepier than that. It was like you. Anyways. Drugs.
See, that would be weird to have, like, if you had a girlfriend and then she called you that too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Fingers.
Han Fingers.
Larry.
You're saying
he never answers to that.
You're saying
Fingers.
You're saying it too phonetically. It's not Fingers.
Fingers.
Fingers. It ends with AZ.
Oh no, I was putting a hard R on it.
Yeah, you're putting a hard R. It's Fingers.
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 Fingers. Can you come in here?
And then you do the wiggle. And he always had the most beautiful girlfriends. So it's not beyond the realm of.
Is that. Fingers.
That's what I'm thinking.
Fingers.
And he kind of. I think he did good sex.
Yeah.
I think he did good sex. That's why he was always having the hottest chicks.
I'll ask him.
Anyways, I got to find Fingers. I got to look up his full legal name in like some kind of database of some kind. What? What trick did you say? Well, had a roommate we called Tubbs. He earned that name from getting drunk and crapping in the bathtub right next to the toilet. Tubbs! Dude, nicknames are so fun.
I never
Why
had
don't
one.
We do them anymore?
You do. People got nicknames.
Who?
They get casually earned. They get casually earned. There's nothing, they've got to be organic. You can't force them. I always tried to force nicknames and they never work.
No?
No.
I've never had a nickname.
No.
Like, adults, like a fat adult will be called tiny or skinny.
Nope. And then
we had an overweight friend we used to call Teats. We hung out with him recently. We don't call him Teats anymore. Hambone on Hambone.
There you go.
Good,
there you go, Hambone.
But Hambone, you named yourself Hambone.
Yeah, he's Hambone, though. but it worked.
Slim.
I honestly, when I was going into college, because in all in high school and all that, I always try to give myself a nickname. But because again, when you want to do this type of job, you're always like, oh, I got to do radio. I don't know how to do anything else. I can't.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll get a nickname once I get into radio.
Yeah.
And then I did college radio. Didn't have a name. And then I got here.
And it was too late.
And I didn't have a name. And then I got just randomly, because I wasn't saying anything as a name, got called Cody Mack once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what, can I just say that on air? So, and even that's not even a nickname.
Not even really a nickname.
No,
it's just your name with another word at the end of it.
And I make up random stories because there's no real...
There's no reason. Somebody's yelled it.
There's no backstory to it.
But the same thing happened to Smoothie. You know how he got Smoothie?
Yep, people
think. He had a shirt on that said Smoothie on the back, and one of our PDs goes, Smoothie! And he goes, I guess that's my radio name now.
Yep.
No one ever yelled a nickname at me.
Well, he also loves...
They've yelled other things at me, for sure.
And he's not listening, but it's funny to say this because nothing he could do. It's actually because he's loved smoothies
so
much.
He does. He loves smoothies
so much. If anybody out there ever sees him, tell him. It's because he loves smoothies. No, we had a salesperson here that used to do that to clients right in front of him, and he hated it. It was hilarious.
Just because he didn't... we've got Ginger in chat, says, my family calls me Skeeter. I've been trying to lose that nickname since 94. JoJo's niece
Skeeter
started calling her JoJo. That's not her real name. Dunes has Dunes and Lola. Those are her nicknames. Uncle Stinky earned the Uncle Stinky nickname by farting on roommate's 6-year-old son's head. Okay.
I love
Neil's
it.
Neil's brother calls him Bug. Sister calls him Nerd Boy.
Okay.
My nickname in high school was Billy Bob after the guy on Varsity Blues. I was a big guy, played football, and did wild stuff. All right.
Why?
Scooby since I started smoking weed. All right.
Look at all you guys. Everyone's
Showgirl Fuzz was apparently named Fuzz because when she was born, she was really hairy. My sister thought I was a monkey and called me Fuzz. All right. So maybe we got some nicknames out there. That's pretty cool.
I like
Joe
that.
Joe says one. When I was locked up, all the brothers called me Jimmy Neutron. I like that one.
I love it.
I like that. All right, we got some nicknames then. I'm proud.
I go wandering once again.
Good morning.
Back to the seasons
of my
youth.
They went a lot softer for their second song.
They did, yeah. This is also the Executioners.
And how my mama put the rags to you.
I have seen the coat of many colors. With my own eyes.
Every piece was small.
That's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Like the Technicolor dream coat.
She had to share a coat with all of her siblings, so her mom kept stitching together. The rags together. Just a bunch of rags.
So in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read. About a code
that new
of
fancy
many
book.
Colors. Mm-hmm. Joseph Warren.
That new Bible that came out?
Said, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That thing got hot.
It had just gotten written when Dolly was a kid. It was still brand new. Kelly in chat says, her music tickles a part of me that makes me so happy. Same. We honor the queen.
My coat of many colors that my mama made for me. Made only from rags, but I wore it so. Although we had no money, while as rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors, my mama made for me.
Rest in peace, Queen. Good morning. This is the show. You're listening to krogtheshow.fm for all of our links, our shows on demand, our live streams.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be up there tonight, 7 o'clock for a Whiskey Wednesday.
Yeah, it's
busy day.
Wednesday.
Busy day for your baby boy today. We got some meetings here at work. You and I got to do a video thing later. I got to go get my infusion.
No, we don't. We don't.
I mean, no, we don't. I have to film them.
I know what you're talking
about. They don't know how to operate cameras, so I have to go film them.
They've got that. They have camcorder.
Yeah, they do, but it's. I don't know how to convert that. They only film on VHS, and I'm like,
and well, you
guys,
can't.
We don't.
You can't override. They have the one tape, and they don't like it when you tape over it because it features that time that they got to have a couple ladies at the same time.
Oh, that's their sex tape, yeah.
That's what I mean. So they got to be careful with what part you tape over.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, on my Facebook and Instagram yesterday, I shared a video. Apparently,
there's
a feud between the guys, our Spatchcock Funk guys.
Well, what happened?
Are feuding with the Dirty Dogs. I don't know what happened. So Spatchcock posted they cut a promo yesterday calling out the Dogs. So then I
don't know where they are.
I get a call late last night, and then I have to call a pager number because I don't think they have cell phones.
Yeah, they got a beeper.
So I had to call a beeper number, and then
it's not even theirs.
One of the Dogs called me back and said, "Well, they want to record their promo.
Yeah.
They want to say some things to the Spatchcock guys." So I'm like, "Guys, I got a busy Wednesday. I just can't spend all day filming you." So.
Well,
I got to run and do that after the show today. We'll see.
I don't know what they've been up to.
I don't know what they've been up to. I haven't heard from them in a very long time.
They won that award.
That's right. They won that award. And then
like a year ago.
Have not heard or seen from them in a while.
And then they peaced out.
I was kind of hoping they had peaced out. I don't like that they still have my number.
No, they might be in jail. Who knows? We'll see which ones,
we'll see who shows up today.
One shows up, both of them.
Happy Dolly Wednesday.
Just when I've begun to get myself together, you waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you.
Are you laughing at me?
No.
Are you laughing at me, Saunders?
No, because...
Finger!
So rest on finger. So,
yeah.
Finger.
How I came to doubt you. All you gotta do is smile and smile.
We celebrate the beautiful Dolly Parton. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Also, we'll have a little sip of whiskey tonight, 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow. Come and get yourself a drink with your boy. With your ever-aging boy. I was looking at photos of us at that Yankees game, and my beard is almost all white.
You are an extremely old person.
I'm obsessing over it, and I shouldn't be. Just I know that I'm...
Then just for men, gel it.
No.
Well,
I think I just
then
need to
shave
walk.
It off.
I need to walk into the ocean, I think.
Well,
I think it's over for me.
That's it, then.
A world without Dolly isn't a world I want to be in, so...
No.
I'm going to get out of here, I think.
Want me to smash your head with a rock?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Make everybody's life a lot easier if you would.
I will. I mean, hey, if that's what my bud wants.
Okay, thank you.
I will smash your head with a cinder block.
Yeah, the whole rundown, thank you, JLC, is today Commodores at 1, Quiet Riot at 6, All-American Rejects at 8. Are All-American Rejects on the big stage? I think they are, because that's where Spatchcock has been posting from, right?
Yes.
They're over on the big stage.
The Suburban.
Go get yourself something to eat over there.
Go get a baked potato.
The Great New York State Fairgrounds. Or maybe hit up some fast food. I don't know. We've all talked about how expensive fast food has become. And there must have been a lot of fast food places that have had to make their Q2 earnings calls recently. And seeing that a lot of people aren't going as much as they used to.
Yeah.
Because it used to be fast and inexpensive.
Yep.
And it's no longer fast and it's no longer inexpensive.
I think there's a weird swing happening where...
Swing, All-American Rejects.
I see what you did there. Where now I think some of those prices are coming down.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing some of the places coming out with cheaper options
and
stuff.
They have to. They realize they couldn't rake us over the coals anymore.
But now you're also seeing the places that we go to that aren't the fast food, like our local places, some of these prices are getting a little ridiculous. Like, I like supporting restaurants and stuff, but a meal for one shouldn't cost me $25.
Yeah, like what's the meal though? Give me an example.
An entree.
So like a burrito with rice and kind of stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I get it. There's, you know, whatever. And,
well, I try to give the benefit of the doubt too, because I don't know what the back end looks like. I don't know what their source is, like their
same. But
I know that beef is expensive now.
But when you're passing it on to
me,
us,
I know.
You can keep seeing prices going up, that's what then drives someone like me who doesn't have any money back to, all right, well, I guess it's $2.
Yeah.
McDoubles, because you can get a deal in the app. As much as I would love to support the whatever, I've seen the meal that I used to get that I'm talking about go from like $13 like 2 or 3 years ago to now it was like $24.99.
Yeah, dude.
What?
I really feel like small business owners and small restaurants are just the middlemans of whomever's getting rich at the top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And extracting money out of us down here at the bottom. And so it's just got to be these people in the middle who are making our food and selling us whatever. It's just expensive now. Large cheese pizza is $20 now. That's not how it used to be.
No, yeah, it's wild to see. And it's not all of them. This is the reason. But a lot of it's that they went up during COVID and then they never came back down, even when other things that... You know, the reasons they were having to charge us.
Right.
That went up, those came down.
And I have to wonder.
And they stayed up, and it's like,
I'm not an economist, so I don't know how it works, but is it because, example, Tyson Chicken didn't lower their prices? Is that why that, like, is the farms, the places you're getting it not lowering prices?
Nobody did. Yeah, nobody lowered anything.
So the restaurant can't lower prices, and then we have to keep paying what we were paying.
Or there's different versions of. Either they did, and then this place didn't, so then we get screwed.
Yeah.
Or this place did, and this place didn't. Or this place didn't, and this place did. All of it equates to us being screwed.
Oh, absolutely. At the end of the day, all of us are the ones who get screwed.
Yep.
The rich are doing very fine. They're having a great time up there.
Oh, no.
Because we'll keep paying it. They'll keep extracting as much money as they can out of it.
Well, for a lot of things, again, we need it. Like,
we have
to eat.
And they know that.
And it's still the same
they
old...
They know that.
It's still the same old thing where it's like, all right, well, then don't buy the cheeseburger. All right, then I'll go buy the healthier stuff. That's pricey because they're not making money off of the healthier stuff. That's crazy.
So Burger King is one of many who is announcing some changes as they hear you. They hear you. Can't afford things right now. Maybe the food's not that good. A lot of these places stopped really caring about the quality of their food, too. Burger King says, quote, we got thousands of complaints about our chicken nuggets being too rubbery, dry, and disappointing.
Yes.
So they put their culinary team on the case, and they reevaluated their process and recipe to make changes. We don't know what the changes are, but as of September 1st, you'll be able to get the new nuggets, as well as some updated sauces. Now, I know that you are a saucier, so I'm going to check.
A little saucier here.
Let me see what the sauces are. Looks like a sweet and sour, honey mustard.
Okay.
It's a video, so I can't jump around, so I don't know what the sauces are, but they got new sauces.
The sauces weren't the issue.
It was the nugs.
Yeah, it was your crumbly nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
My band Crumbly Nuggets, I think, opens for All American Rejects.
6% more chicken, Cousin Jay says. Wow.
Yeah, change of that. That's some of the times the places do that, too. Like, oh, look, we got all new sauces. No one cared.
And
no one was saying your sauces sucked. They were saying that your chicken sucked.
Listen, you know, I'm sure you're sick of me bitching and complaining about the government, but I'm an old man. That's what I do now. Do I not need to, am I not eating beef for a while? Can anybody explain to me what the hell's going on?
I just did.
Have you been following all this beef news?
No. Uh-oh.
Our cattle ranchers are getting screwed because now I guess Trump is going to import beef, but he's also supposedly like, I'm not trying to get conspiratorial, but like they're going to slaughter a bunch of wild horses and like the Department of Agriculture won't tell us where this new beef is coming from. So am I asking, are we eating
horses? Oh, okay. I mean,
am I eating horse? Like, what's the news about this beef? Somebody smarter than me, tell me.
If it's a way for rich people to get richer while also making poor people keep, you know, doing what they're doing and whatever, then rich people will do it. we will be eating horse.
I am the first to admit when I don't understand something and I don't understand agriculture. So can somebody, yeah. I know we got a lot of people out here. What does all of this mean for the beef industry?
I don't know.
Should I not be eating beef?
We go to our local.
Because there was also a rumor that like Argentina had beef that was rejected from China. So maybe we're going to buy that beef. And why am I going to buy rejected beef? I just have a lot of questions that I don't understand. And when I'm stupid, I turn to you guys who ask. Yeah. I'm asking you, what beef is headed our direction? And if horse tastes good, I'll eat horse. I don't care. I'm just asking, what am I going to be eating?
Yes, agree.
I want to know.
But I don't want to revoke some old environmental law because numbnuts wants to make a couple of his buddy rich, so we're going to kill these wild horses that are roaming around free and beautiful in the wild lands that he's also going to then make not protected anymore. Because get a drill for a little more oil.
So can I get local beef still, is I guess my question. Should I just do that?
All right, just go to a farmer and be like, yo, see that cow out there? Let me get that real quick.
Like if I go to Sauter's, is that local beef? If I go to like my Amish market, is that local?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know.
Because I'll just do that. I'll just do that if you're telling me that we're importing weird beef that I don't know anything about.
Might as well.
In other nugget news, McDonald's, and my kid will be excited about this, is bringing back their popular spicy chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Did you like those?
Not really, because I remember they did it after Wendy's. Always had the spicy chicken nugget.
Kid loves spicy nugs.
All right. Cool.
Spicy Chicken McNuggets with their Mighty Hot Sauce will be available again for the first time.
I remember now this because it was the commercial was the spicy nugget dunked in the hot sauce thing.
Yeah,
it was
like the whole, he loves those spicy McNuggets, man.
Well,
Arby's brought back their steak nuggets. What are those? Just chunks of steak?
I think so. I think people said that those were actually pretty good, right? I think that people actually liked those.
Is it like a breaded steak?
No, I think it was like what you
like
would go
Willie
to like
brought a, in. It's like yes. A chunk of beef.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because again, remember, don't forget, Arby's has sneaky money.
They just don't talk about it.
They don't flaunt it,
dude.
They got sneaky money. They just don't like to tell you. They don't like to brag.
He's so right. Arby's is so rich, but they don't brag about it.
They own Amazon.
They own Buffalo Wild Wings.
But yes, remember, it was them. They all of a sudden were like,
had $2 billion and bought it.
Let me get that for $2 billion real quick. Excuse me?
Arby's is like the rich guy who's got on a black t-shirt, but it was a $200 black t-shirt. But you
he's
don't
just
know.
Chilling. Yeah, you don't know. He's driving a normal
like an Infiniti
car.
Or something.
Yep.
Like a wealthy person's car, but it's not like a Beamer or a Mercedes.
You're like, what is that? I've never seen that. Oh, and he's like, don't worry about it.
Like a $100,000 Rivian truck that you're like, how you can buy those?
Yep. Yep. Scott, he's got like that not creepy pedo vibe, but like that Richard Branson long hair and like goatee looking.
Oh, very beachy vibes.
Yep. Yep.
He's got a boat. He's not talking about
it. He's probably wearing Panama Jack linen pants.
Exactly. Arby's ain't going out on their boat every weekend and posting photos.
Oh, yep.
He's on his boat. You're not going
to
know about it.
Yeah, he just is.
He's living his life.
Yeah.
Arby's is down low. Down low rich.
Mike Arby.
Michael Arby.
Living the life.
In an interview with Wall Street Journal, the CEO of Wendy's says, and this is a bold thing to claim, quote, food quality has not been our top priority in recent years.
Hopefully
as
that's
the marketing
not,
department goes.
That's not end statement, right? We're going to go,
bro,
and we're going to fix that.
Bro, why?
Dude, what are you doing?
Quote, we've made some decisions around quality that were rooted in efficiency and cost savings.
Wow.
We have let our value equation erode.
Wow, Wendy. You know what, though? I agree.
If you admit when you're wrong.
Wendy slipped. Their prices were high. Their food quality wasn't the best.
Bob, that's hilarious. Fingers is the CEO of Arby's.
Guess what?
And guess where I've been all this time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, at least you're admitting it, Wendy's. You can admit when you're wrong.
Because Dave Thomas, again, there's a reason.
Rolling in
those
his grave.
Effing burgers are square, damn it.
Rolling in his
grave. He doesn't cut. Goddamn corners.
He doesn't cut corners. It's always the case, man. You have someone like Dave Thomas running the ship, keeping things on track, and he passes away, and private equity sweeps in, or some CEO sweeps in, and it all off the rails.
And I'm like, we could have these patties be frozen. Who cares? And it could save us a nickel, which in turn will make me $100,000 a year. It won't do anything for you idiots, and it'll make the food taste worse. But I will have money. Dave so I Thomas. Say we pay JJ Starling's parking.
We speak your name, Dave Thomas. We speak your name.
Electricity is more than a source of energy. At its best, electricity is a rush, a thrill, a feeling. From hybrids to plug-in hybrids to the all-electric Lexus RZ, this is our take on electric. One that puts what you need, what makes you feel confident, inspired, excited, above all else. After all, if it doesn't spark something in you, is it really electric? See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Just a simple country girl. I wanted to be pretty more than anything in the world. Like Barbie or the models in the Fredericks catalog. From rags to wishes in my dreams, I could have it all.
Are you laughing at me?
Yes. Now I am laughing.
I'm just a backwards Barbie, too much makeup. Don't be fooled by thinking that the goods are not all there. Don't let these false eyelashes lead you to believe that I'm as shallow as I look, cause I run true and deep.
Rest easy, Queen. Rest easy. Rest easy, Queen. Good morning. This is the show. Theshow.fm for all of our links, streams,
Olay.
And podcasts. I ain't somebody who knows much about fashion, believe it or not, as a fella who just wears the same outfit every day, essentially.
I get you. That's
But generally, I can say, all right,
it's the same
Bibbins
one,
is
y'all.
Back. What up, Bibbins?
Brrr.
I can generally say, okay, that's for somebody. It just ain't for me. But I don't think these are for anybody. Have you seen the new, why am I asking, like you're following this? All right.
You would be surprised.
Have you seen the new trend of barefoot heels? Have you seen these?
What? No.
Some woman wore them on some red carpet, and then I saw another photo this week. Yeah, look them up. I'll describe them for the listening audience. And I don't know who, because your foot, all right, so here's what a barefoot heel is. It's the stupidest thing I think I've seen in a minute.
It looks like it's more uncomfortable than a regular heel.
Multiple shoe brands have debuted what they're calling barefoot heels for the ladies. And any fellow that would want to wear them, I suppose. What?
It makes you kind of look like a horse.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you got horse hooves.
Yeah.
It's like you've been shooed as a horse. I want you to envision, for those of you listening, I'm not even showing a photo.
Come here, Sarah. I got to redo your hooves.
I need to reshoe.
I mean your shoes.
Your hooves.
Come untied.
So, imagine a high heel shoe. Now, take off the top part of it. Now, take off the front half of the bottom part of it. And it's just a little bit of your heel. Sometimes it's a higher heel. Sometimes it's a lower heel.
Depending.
The front 50% of your foot is just on bare ground.
It's like if you had a saw and you're just like, I don't need the front half of these shoes. And then you put them back on.
Chanel has released them. Jeffrey Campbell, I should ask Rosa if she thinks, I mean, she would think these are so stupid. On the bottom, there is a heel touching your heel on the back of your foot with a little bit of a lift.
Little heel to heel.
And then it droops down to your arch, leaving the rest of your foot just touching the ground. It is unclear how much these will cost. The Chanel version is $2,000. $2,000.
The different versions of these are ridiculous.
Are you seeing a few of them?
Because now there's ones that like go crisscross up your...
Yep, there's some fancier ones.
Your shins.
I mean, I can't think of a reason we'd wear these, gals and fellas.
For
I don't know what the point
being called fashionable.
But you're just barefoot. So go barefoot.
Yeah. No, but that's not fashionable.
It's not.
These are.
I mean, if you've got a foot,
and they're not.
If you got a foot kink, you're gonna love these.
Also true.
Because it's a lot of toes. A
lot of foot.
So for those of you out there with your foot things, congratulations. You're about to enter a real hot time in celebrity fashion.
Yeah. I mean,
for those of us with common sense, I don't know what the point of these are.
I don't know if anybody's even wearing these.
I saw a lady on the red carpet. I don't know who she was. She was an actress. She wore
them. Well, yeah. Because they do the...
But then as soon as you get inside, you got to be like, all right, give me some sneakers.
Right. They do the, like, I'm showing off this collection.
The newest line from Chanel.
And that collection was, yeah, these stupid half shoes.
Come on up here. I got to reshoe you.
All right, ladies, women.
Yeah.
Would you rather wear those or you have to wear those jellies again? Remember when girls were kids, they had to wear those plastic shoes?
They're back, dude. They have people, showgirls that have been posting on their Instagram. I think Fuzz may have posted one. Those are back, too.
With their jellies.
They're jellies, which just must have smelled and hurt so much.
And you got to do gym in them.
The things you ladies did with your footwear, and still are, apparently.
Oh, ugh. Just back foot.
Exactly, Jeebus. How can we sell them half a shoe for twice the money?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously. Now, coming soon, open-heeled shoes.
Oh, and it's just the toe cover. Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
For those of you just listening, Lee Baldwin has on a big blonde wig to honor Dolly Parton today. It's very nice.
It does.
I like that. It's very respectful that you did that.
The two balloons where they should be.
Yeah, he's got two balloons up his shirt. I like that, Lee Baldwin. Lee Baldwin is here, dollarinvestmentclub.com. We complain about the rich people plenty enough. Why don't you get in the game a little bit? Make yourself some money. I just discovered two days ago, Lee Baldwin.
Uh-oh.
That I've been giving Microsoft $20 a month
this
for
makes
like
me mad.
Years.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it. And I'm so mad about it because that could have been going in my investment club.
Right. Instead of compounding for Microsoft, compound for Josh.
Man, that's like aggravating.
That's that's our campaign.
So what's new? How's your summer been? We haven't seen you a lot this
summer. It's been a great summer. Played a lot of golf.
Did you?
Yeah, enjoyed it. Nice. And so...
Around here, do you go any golf trips?
I did one golf trip down to Westchester, played in a member guest down there.
Fun.
Yeah, wow. It was good. It was a great club, great bunch of guys. And played all over, really. So
now we got to get back into the financial world.
I know.
What's on your mind today, Lee Baldwin?
Well, this I think you guys will find this interesting. Lego just reported earnings. Now, it's not a public company, so you can't invest in that, but it's they do over $13 billion in sales.
Wow. Yeah, that's two Titanic sets. That's two.
That's it. One Millennium Falcon.
No, yeah, I joke because they've gotten real expensive, so I'm not surprised they're doing those kind of numbers.
When you go into Barnes & Noble, they got like the lock and key.
Yes.
Like you can't. Yeah, I noticed that. So.
But they've also been really smart about kind of evolving their brand over this last decade, or if not more, where I never had Lego stores growing up, but now you've got Lego retail space. I never had Lego land growing up, but now you got Lego theme parks.
Right. I mean, 20 years ago, they were just about bankrupt.
Wow.
And it was done. And now their sales are the Hasbro and Mattel, more than Hasbro and Mattel put together.
Wow.
So that's pretty, I think they're almost 3%. It's a Denmark company.
Yep.
So 3% of the Danish market. So only second to, Novo Nordisk, which makes Ozempic.
Mm,
that's the competition to be the biggest in Denmark. But so pretty amazing stuff. But you can't buy it. But it kind of points to the fact that sometimes brands can be just redirected, polished up. And we saw that with Apple back in, what was it, like 1986.
Mm-hmm.
Their goose was cooked.
Yeah,
right?
And they came out of it.
And then now look at it's the biggest, most profitable company or biggest company in the world. So, So
we're seeing a lot of companies. We're just talking about this, how fast food restaurants are adapting. I think a lot of people's Q2 earnings might have rattled them a little bit. Like fast food has to make some pivots. There's been a few companies who have seen those Q2 earnings and they've made some pivots. In our industry, a lot of radio companies had to fire a lot of people. Right. So,
and maybe the story yesterday was Dick's Sporting Goods down 30% yesterday.
Wow.
So they may have to pivot.
Jeez.
Starting
what do you think
starting
that's
today.
About?
I think it's
online?
A combination of things. I think if you've watched the chart of Nike, for example, I mean, it's down into the 30s from over. So I think that's a lot of different factors, but it's, maybe at the margin, people aren't spending as much as, typically comes down to that. So
I think people aren't spending as much.
And I haven't really dug into why Dick's in particular, but it's been a great stock. And so sometimes it gives it back. So, you know.
I mean, I think with dicks, it comes down to, you know, sporting is kind of is a luxury. It's almost a luxury item. I mean, you got your kids in sports.
Yep. Yeah.
But you've also got the prices of items going up. Like the Nike sneakers, you said, the price of those have skyrocketed.
Right.
New Balance sneakers. Like if you go, like it used to be 50, 60 bucks for a pair of New Balance. Now it's 120.
Right.
You go to Dick's to get a Champion sweatshirt that used to be $10 at Kmart. Now it's $80.
Yep.
So.
Yep. So maybe at the margin, that's the problem. I think stocks, you know, it's funny. Moderna is kind of another good feel-good story. Remember Moderna during the COVID? It was the vaccine that came out.
Sure.
And they really put all their efforts in 2020 to develop the vaccine. And which... the stock went straight up to the moon, right? Yeah. And then once COVID goes, you know, the stock went down 90%, right?
Yeah.
So, but their technology was always there and they redirected it. So last week, they just had an announcement. They partnered with Merck, which has Keytruda, which is a cancer drug.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had really, really positive late stage results.
Good.
On a melanoma.
On a cancer vaccine for melanoma.
Right. So that's, combine that with AI. Like, I think you're going to see AI. For all its good and bads in the biotech and medical field, it could be really exciting. And that was a really good feel-good story out of, you know, we invest in companies. We want to make money, right, for sure. But by investing, companies are coming up with new ideas and cures for things and, you know.
It's trying to see where everything's going.
$1,000 Lego sets.
$1,000 Lego sets.
So,
yeah. I don't think people will be spending money on Legos forever, but I think for now it's good.
Yeah.
People have... And they do a good move where they kind of keep current. Like, they'll find, here's a new movie set.
Right.
Here's a new TV show set. Like, they're coming out with new stuff all the time.
Right. And I think people are a little addicted to it. They like it, right? So
the biggest headache, though, is after you've built it, where do you put it?
And what do you do with
it?
Oh,
man, I've seen some people that their whole living room.
Like, I'd
giant
love
Lego houses.
I'd love to build the giant Ghostbuster house, but then what the hell am I going to do with a giant Lego Ghostbuster house, you know?
Yep.
That's what happens. All right.
All right, guys.
Get in the game, dollarinvestmentclub.com. Thank you, Lee.
All right, thanks, guys.
We're going to roll into the 90s at 9 in a little different way. It's not a song from the 90s, obviously, and it's not a song we play on K-Rock.
Probably the 1890s.
Probably the 80s. It is the 80s.
Oh, nailed it.
But it's only 2 minutes, and you can deal with it as we honor the queen, because it's 9 a.m. So you got to work 9 to 5.
Yeah, a lot of you 9-to-5ers.
With Dolly Parton, please, I hope this is the song. We are going to play some golf, twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. I don't know what this is.
You're gambling.
Found in the library.
You're gambling.
Ready?
Okay.
See if it's it. It's it! I think so.
Hopefully.
I hope. You're working 9-to-5. It's K-Rock. It is K-Rock still, I promise.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll.